Hello and welcome to Data Transfer Season 2, Episode 9. I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla. What up,
y'all? And we're here with yet another banger and bangulator of an episode.
Bangulore.
Bangarang.
Bangarang. Bang.
It's better when you do it with your mouth.
Yeah.
Than the actual Skrillex of it all.
Skrillex Echolalia edition is significantly better.
Skrillexolalia.
Oh, fuck. Skrillexima.
Skrillexima, Skrill engine.
Exoskeleton?
Skrill exoskeleton. Skrill
eggs entertainment.
Skrill eggs and bacon. Skrill eggs. Skrill excellent podcasting we're doing right now.
What would you call?
Is this what white people do instead of rapping? Scorched. We got scorched that day.
How are you?
You know, I'm not bad. Not bad at all. I got out of work just in time to make the bus stop. I rode the bus home. Grab some smokes. Yeah, I'm smoking cigarettes. Everybody shouldn't be. Am. But I grabbed some smokes on the way home. Got home. Collapsed into my chair. Played two drafts on MTG Arena with the Omniscience draft they're doing this week.
Yeah,
for
summary,
a short period of time.
Costs don't matter.
Costs don't matter. You get 5 mana a turn to activate abilities.
And
it's
you only
fun.
Draw 3 cards to start.
You only draw 3 cards to start. So the whole idea is apparently you just draft every card draw spell that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, draw until you get
you start
your combo
with 3
or whatever. Yeah. I'm drinking water. Corla, how are you?
Wild. I'm doing pretty good. I'm only a little less than 3 days away from Factorio Space Age. It's all I can think about. Besides Digimon World.
What's the difference? Like, what are they adding to Factorio?
Well, it used to be, like, the way it exists now, you have the one planet that you work on the whole game. Now you're going to have a fucking solar system to work within. You've got 6 planets in total, including the starter one. Your science is spread out throughout them. There's a whole bunch of new buildings to be working with, and each planet has, like, a different resource loop. Like, one of them is a lava planet. You're not going to find any ore patches, but you can pull molten rock and metal straight from the fucking lava pools.
With the correct equipment.
With the correct equipment, yeah. So you just pump that shit up, and then you're, like, casting liquid metal instead of working with ores.
Wow.
One of them's a fucking lightning planet.
Yo.
It's, like, really far away from the sun, so solar is basically useless. But there's lightning at night, so you just put down fucking lightning towers, and it's like reverse solar, where you're, like, buffering all your power at night and then using it throughout the day.
Wow,
I'm really excited for it. Yeah, you can get a jetpack.
You can get jetpack.
You can get a jetpack.
There is a genre of games that I love, and it's a jetpack game. Game where you have a jetpack.
Yeah, Dark Void.
Dark Void. Star Wars Battlefront 2 with the jet troopers.
Yeah. Firefall. Rest
Firefall.
In peace.
Yeah. Pour one out for Firefall.
You never played it.
I know. What was that one game that came out recently that was like Sony had this big, like, AAA games as service game that they put out and then in a week killed?
Oh, fuck, no, I heard about this, but God, if I can't remember the name.
Yeah, it's a real forgettable fucking name. And I saw a...
Concord,
yes. And I saw a change.org petition that said, bring back Concord, we were all busy that weekend.
That's a really good one. But yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just kind of preoccupied with games, which, you know, best way to be, really. Been biking a lot lately, mostly as a method of like getting from A to B as opposed to a leisure or an exercise thing.
Yeah.
I took Lilith to a fucking open mic and she did
magic.
How did
it go?
And it was the coolest shit. She did a card trick and a coin trick and a barbed fish hook trick.
Whoa!
I know. One of these things is not like the others.
Yeah.
One of these things was about to hook her fucking cheek.
It was my understanding that she had a bitch put, or she put the hook in her mouth?
She put the hook in her mouth, had a bunch of strings dangling off, and like one of the strings was actually securely tied to it. And so it was a matter of the lady pulling it's Russian roulette, pulling every string but one. And the trick is just like subconsciously guiding her away from the real string.
That's you're putting a lot of faith in your subconscious abilities.
The whole trick. Your ability to influence folks is fucking terrifying.
I wonder if the hook, if it's not as securely attached as you might think, and you're able to slip it off with your tongue.
Oh no.
Hmm.
No, she showed me.
That's spooky.
Spooky as shit. It isn't. It is barbed, but it's like the fucking sharp points have been worn down, so it won't do as much damage.
So if you fuck up, you won't.
It's
be
just
the Joker.
Like a scrape on the inside of your cheek. Yeah, you're not just the Joker.
You're not the Jonkler. Fish.
You chubby little fish. You swim.
You wonder how I got these scars? I fucked up a magic trick at an open mic.
The Joker would do that. That is such a Joker move.
I'll make this pencil disappear.
Up my asshole.
I'm going to stick it in my ass.
Owie. Ooh, wowie, you peaked.
I'll bet.
And hurt my ears. Ow.
You can't cackle unless you peek.
I might replace that with a fucking, a generic witch cackle. Just because that won't be peaking.
Well, you know. That's quite the waveform.
I can bring it down right with there. Amplify, but it's still going to sound toasted as fuck.
Yeah, good.
Good. This is a grunge podcast. This
deep
is a
fried
punk podcast.
Deep it fried fucking vocal.
Considering how many times I had to bleep myself last episode.
We're pretty punk.
We're pretty punk. That was fun in the edit. I literally stopped and started howling laughing because I'm like, stop making work for me, Past Corla. I'm here funny. For the passion, but you do have to edit it afterwards.
We have been recording a whole bunch of bonus content for y'all over at patreon.com/datatransfer.
Yeah, because we're playing a game that we really like, so
yeah.
We can't put it down.
I'm actually having a blast watching you play this.
Yeah, and I'm in areas I never got to as a kid at this point. Shit is,
so
like,
cool.
New. It's wild.
We fought a Boudramon the other night.
Boudramon! Whipped our booty butt cheeks, and then we came back and whipped her booty butt cheeks.
Turns out this one's a guy.
Oh, that's right. This one's a dude, and also a taxi.
Yeah. Bird taxi.
Yeah, bird taxi.
Jin.
Like a cross between crazy taxi and potty pigeon.
Jin bird taxi us.
That one's for my game dungeon watchers out there.
That mine was for our Magic the Gathering people.
Oh, Gataxian blacks of him. I'm a little sublasted and it's finally hitting. Hello. Hello.
I had some
pull out my elbow boobs.
Elboobs. I pulled out the kratom earlier. I'm a little lifted, but then I ate food and now I'm all like mellowed out.
Yeah.
I got a real mellow thing.
We got high energy and low energy. And in the middle is a temperature differential that will cause a vortex, which could become a tornado.
Wow. Stay tuned for
the
tornado.
That's how you get tornadoes.
But I did want to mention here at the top of the show, like a little earlier in the episode than I usually do.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, mentioning it at all, I did mention patreon.com/datatransfer.
Yeah.
But we still have slots open for the DigiDestin tier. And we have a new one this week, which is very exciting. But, you know, still some slots open. You can still get in at $5 a month and get the shout out.
Yeah. So. Not to put my fingers on the scales, but I'm trying to move out of my parents' house for the first time. I
would
should
be
say
of some
attempting
assistance.
For the second time, but there's a whole fucking kerfuffle with a fucking
yeah,
scam.
That sucked. We had a GoFundMe about that shit.
Yeah. So, yeah. Help me. I don't want to live with my dad anymore. I'm 30 years old. Please
help my partner.
All right, but beyond that,
yeah,
I'm like genuinely really excited for this episode again. We have a second banger in a row.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. And I think it's time we talk about some Digimons.
I have a note before we even start, which is that the title is wrong. It should have had the last episode's title, because it's all about how lonely Ken is.
Well, it's funny, because I'm here on episode 9 on the fucking wiki, and I'm looking at the things that happen. This is absolutely, you know, like, a thing. This is the right episode. But it says The Emperor's New Home is the English episode title, and The Evil Ring's Magic Runs Wild is the Japanese title. Was that
Overdrive
the title?
The Evil Ring's Magic.
Was that the title in that we saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last episode's was fucking Loneliness of the Digimon Kaiser. That was the point I was trying to make, is that more appropriate for
this could
one.
Be the loneliness. Yeah. What did I do?
I want cheese.
Okay.
I'm looking at my cheese.
Eat your cheese.
Not on recording. It makes a little like sticky noise, and I hate it.
Sticky smacking noise.
Ugh.
With the Digidestined not knowing his true identity, so they would be hunting for him back in Japan. Wow, they fucked that up in the English version. That's not what happened. Ken decides to become the Digimon Emperor indefinitely and departs for the digital world, leaving a goodbye note for his parents to find on his computer in his bedroom.
Damn, that is moving really fast here. That was the first half of the episode gone.
Pretty much. I should mention that this synopsis begins with this, our section of the article is a stub you may help by expanding.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Which is so stupid. This is an embangulator of an episode. Like, why the fuck?
Well,
are we not?
You don't know if
it's
a banger in the English dub. It could be really stupid.
It sure could. In fact, you know what? Let's do something we did last season and go to TV Tropes.
Oh, okay.
And see if they have a better synopsis. This is tracking the Japanese version. I was pissed that, like, that's such a pivotal plot change. Like, why would they switch that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the dub? It's so stupid. As the Kaiser returns to his base, we get a look into the life of Ken Ichijoji through the use of some TV reports and flashbacks. After he appears on an interview on TV in which he modestly shrugs off the reporter's questions, we find that Ken gets a pretty poor attitude from people around him, with his school principal sucking up to him and asking him to tutor his daughter and wanting an autograph.
Holy moly, that bit was uncomfortable. He leans in real close and is like, "You gonna teach my daughter?
You gonna tutor my daughter just real quick?
You wanna trig on her matri?
You wanna trig? No, on her matri. I don't know.
I'm sorry. It was dumb. I tried.
No, for sure. He's like, "I want you to date my daughter."
Yeah, it's fucked. And then when Ken is like, "Hey, gross. Back off." He's actually really very polite.
Yeah.
But as soon as he's like that, he's like, "Okay, can I at least get your autograph?"
And he's like, "Okay,
your autograph.
I'll do that," and leaves her kind of a sweet autograph, like, you know,
just a really sleazy school administrator. I mean, he's using the kid to like publicize the school. So it's pretty rough all around. He's like the main social interaction he has outside the digital world is being used as a bargaining chip for like school clout.
Right. And all this is just so frustrating for Ken, and he goes home and his parents are asking him about the interview, and his mom's like, "Oh, I should have been there. That would have been great. I would have loved to see that." And Ken goes out on the rooftop, declares everyone to be insects.
Yeah, just mad as fuck.
Yeah.
Because this boy, We'll get into it later, but there's a reason he can't properly process his emotions.
Right. I hope we learn that. The next morning, Daisuke tells everybody about the Kaiser being Kenichi Joji.
And we get Izzy being the fucking goat. Because Izzy's first thought is, dox this man. Dox this
dox
man.
Dox this man.
Find out where he lives and get him.
That's pretty much what they decide to do. They're at least, like, I think they were going to Steven Universe him, or they were going to try to. You know what I mean?
He does say, let's try and talk to him. But, like, the between the lines is, let's talk to him as a group, some of us much older than him.
So Izzy decides they should look into it and contact Ken in the human world. Miyako, that's Yole, arrives with an article about Ken, and Izzy uses a picture in the article to identify the building where Ken lives.
It's genuine, like, detective work and doxing, and it's a little spooky.
Yeah.
Like, we've been joking about it repeatedly, and then we're like, oh, no.
Yeah, Izzy, you a creep or something? What the fuck?
No, Izzy's just a fucking genius. Can't help it.
Can't help it. Being a genius makes you kind of creepy.
I mean, yeah. Have you seen the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock?
Oh, yeah.
He's just being a real creepoid.
I saw it on Christmas Day, the year it came out, with my parents.
Can't help it. If you can notice every detail, then, like, you'll notice shit people don't want you to point out.
Yeah. I love it when you can point out JBF, when somebody's got fucking just been fucked hair.
It's not really a thing I generally keep track of. I could definitely tell you that I have had it pointed out or, like, noticed on me before.
Oh, yeah. We came out of the bedroom and went downstairs the first visit, and you had JBF real bad, and I went,
uh-huh. Fucking, the first time Frisk and I did anything was, like, at a party.
And you walked out of the bedroom.
We were, like, in the middle of the party. We go down, we walk back up, and just go back out into the smoke circle, like, hey, don't everybody. Worry about it.
No, that's cool.
Pretty fucking cool, fucking one partner in another partner's bed. That's kind of
neat. Pretty cool. That is cool. We're whores.
Yay!
So Ken's parents notice that Ken hasn't come out of his room since the day of the soccer game. It's been 2 fucking days. He's not even going to school.
And they're like, that's not normal for this kid.
That's
he
not normal.
He pretends he cares.
He's not Hikikomori. He should be coming out of his room sometime.
Hikikomori? I gotta show you Neo Yokio so you can hear Stephen Fry saying Hikikomori, fuck me.
That's pretty funny. After Ken's mother tells his father that the teachers have given up trying to understand Ken, Ken's father breaks down the door, only to find that Ken is gone from his room and left a note on the computer. I have nothing to do with this world anymore. Farewell, insects.
Fucking dark.
Real dark.
Like, we as the audience have the context that he's just decided to dive into the Digimon world like someone who installs a catheter before a WoW expansion. But, like, for his parents, that is a suicide note.
That is fully
their
a suicide
boy is
note.
Gone. That's
he's dead as fuck.
Horrifying, especially because these guys are, like, genuinely very invested and caring parents.
They got a super kid.
They love their boy. They love their super boy.
They do love their kid.
They're like Wormmon a little bit.
Yeah, which, fuck, man. It really got me this episode because, like, it occurred to me that, like, seeing the devotion that Wormmon gives Ken, despite
the
fact that he is.
Give Ken.
Yeah, that he's physically abused by him and denigrated and just, like, shit upon, and it occurred to me this episode that he just wants what Tai and Agumon have. He just wants what Matt and Gabumon have.
Yeah, and on some level so does Ken.
Yeah,
like, Ken is actively refusing every option to have a connection to someone, like a genuine connection, but there's a part of him that wants to stop doing that and actually find that, but he's stuck in an awful abusive loop with himself. and everyone around him, and it's just awful.
It's really, really fucking hard to watch. Almost cried this episode.
Genuinely very emotionally impactful, and I dread to hear what the dub was like.
Oh my god. I don't even want to know.
Nice friends you got there.
So the chosen children arrive at the residential building only to find that the place is surrounded by police cars and that Ken is missing. The next morning, they hear from Izzy that Ken has been missing for 2 days, and upon checking the digital world map, find that the Kaiser's area has greatly expanded. He's been hard at work.
He has been working hard, or hardly working.
No, he's working hard.
Working hard.
That's the other one that's he's doing.
Working harder.
Come. You know, if you ever drop that in a workplace, everyone looks at you and goes, hey, fuck you.
Yeah, because it's like it's the most how do you do fellow kids, but for the working class.
Yeah,
you could possibly say, I mean, except it's a banana. What could it possibly cost?
Sure.
That's the peak.
Yeah. Working hard or hardly working. My answer is always I don't work hard. What are you talking about?
You don't
about?
Pay me to work hard. Shut your fucking mouth.
No, that's a lie. I do work hard sometimes, but I try not to most of the time. So they realize that Ken has decided to stay full time in the digital world and spend his time on conquest. And despite the time of day, they decide to pop into the Digimon world to check on what's going on. Like, it's middle of the day. They're in the computer lab and they just decide to go for it.
Yeah. Once again, he is wow mode.
Yeah.
Fucking Cataclysm just released, and he's going to stay in there for as long as it takes. He's got a colostomy bag just set up. He's put on the fucking brain helmet so that he doesn't have to feel his body's needs.
Wow.
Parents just bring him in like Huel or Soylent or some shit.
Yeah.
Just kind of shove it down his comatose throat.
He has a beer helmet with with Soylent in the straws.
Oh god. That's like some Matrix horror shit.
That's really fucked up. The Digimon Kaiser realizes that the chosen children have arrived, and while Wormmon muses that he's happy that he and Ken can be together more from now on.
God. He says so after getting kicked in the face.
Kicked in the face. And he's just like, I'm so happy that you'll be here with me. Fuck.
Yeah.
The Digimon Kaiser only looks at a picture of Greymon in his screens and smiles.
Several pictures of Greymon, actually.
Can I get a high-res JPEG of Greymon, please? Generate
can
a new
Can I get a blingy GIF of Greymon?
I need a blingy GIF of Greymon. So, the kids are attacked by an evil ring-controlled group of Meramon, and Daisuke and Miyako quickly respond by having Vimon and Hawkmon armor digivolve, and they proceed to suck ass at fighting Meramon, because they're just, like, bad typing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Flamedramon's like, I'm gonna shoot fire at the fire, guys!
Yeah, they start off with fire and wind against the fire types, and you're like... Come on,
the
Meramon
are like, what do you, what?
Like, thanks for the power boost, guess.
What did you, why?
Why? You see what I sent you? You see it?
I did see that you sent something.
It's an Agumon blingy. You're
it
welcome.
It is an Agumon blingy. That's great. I wish we could have GIFs be the episode art.
By QB Victoria on DeviantArt.
Hell yeah. So, and then Hawkmon digivolves and is like, I'm gonna shoot wind at you, flame creatures. And the winds literally just like whip up and like,
like
burst
all
out
of their
bags.
Shoulders merge together into a big old fireball.
Into a mega fireball shoulder.
And they're just looking on like, okay, thanks.
The gif of that one girl just going.
That's good content. Great audio content.
Yeah. I wish we were doing a video episode today. I'm doing a little good space work here. At the same time, it cuts away to the Digimon Kaiser approaching a Greymon, and he declares that he wants him to participate in an experiment and throws an evil ring at him. Which,
yeah,
captures.
We were questioning at the time, like, is that Ty's Greymon?
And we later learn that it is.
It is. It's Takeru.
It's Takeru's Agumon. Armadamon, Patamon, and Tailmon. Armor Digivolve to fight the Meramon while the Kaiser approaches, saying that although he couldn't control Andromon, he might be able to control a perfect level Digimon if he evolves it from an adult level.
So, which is a decent working theory. I'm glad that he's like trying to innovate. Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
As opposed to just trying to do the same shit over and over again. He's like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to capture Ty's Agumon, use my Digivice to make him Digivolve, and then he'll be Metal Greymon, and he'll whoop their asses once and for all. I'll have Metal Greymon, and they'll be totally fucked.
Yeah, like, just skip to Ultimate while they can't have one. Seems pretty strong to me.
Yeah, if you were playing a card game, this would be a very viable strategy.
This would be stacks.
Yeah, this would be stasis.
The Dark Tower is just a fucking Winter Orb.
This is fucking Winter Orb. holding up his Digivice, he commands Greymon to become Metal Greymon and serve him as his slave. However, the reaction from the Kaiser's Digivice causes Greymon to turn not into Metal Greymon, but motherfucking Return of the Champ Skull Greymon.
Yeah. We were there's like a fucking silhouette of him at the start of the episode. I'm just like, we're fuck, like, that's yes, bad. Fuck.
I was
yes.
like, that's no
oh,
good.
That's awful, but oh my God, I'm so hyped.
That's not going to be good for anybody.
The way I put it during the show is this has Kamen Rider vibes in the sense that this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, and I'm emotionally devastated by it.
So the kids destroy the evil rings on the Meramon. It says the kids finally destroy the evil rings on the Meramon because it takes them like six tries. They like
TV tropes throwing shade.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that Digimon dumps a bunch of them into the magma and they're just like, we're made of fire. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Like, of course we're not going to be fine. Of course we're going to be fine in lava.
I guess the idea was maybe it'll get the rings. Maybe the rings aren't lava proof.
Maybe.
Didn't work, though.
The kids finally destroy the evil rings on the Meramon and turn towards the Dark Tower, but Ken shows up with Skull Greymon.
Yeah.
Being carried by a bunch of Airdramon who are like
airlifted.
Falling as they're trying to fly, carrying him because he weighs so much.
Skull Greymon sees like something to kill and just immediately grabs the ropes they're holding him by. Fucking yoinks a battalion of Airdramon out of the sky so he can land.
Yeah. So Ken is still shocked at having gotten Skull Greymon instead of Metal Greymon.
Yeah.
And Skull Greymon quickly breaks out of his control, just completely washing every armor Digivolution that gets thrown at him. Everybody's fucked. There's no hope here.
Yeah.
TK, recognizing Skull Greymon from an earlier incident, the famous
first... TK was the only one there. Kari wasn't in the group yet.
That's true. And go back and listen to our episode with a friend of the show, Betsy.
Very good
friend of mine. She was on the episode with Skull Greymon the first time. But TK's like, we gotta run. There's nothing for it. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
TK's Skull... having nom flashbacks.
Yeah. Skull Greymon prepares his Ground Zero attack,
which is aptly named
because he fucking nukes the Dark Tower.
There is a mushroom cloud. There is like a fucking wave. What is the word?
Shockwave.
Fuck.
Blast wave.
There's a shockwave that like takes a while to reach them and then just hits them like a wall.
Yeah, very intense. Very intense, I'm going to assume, for Japanese school children.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that at the time, and I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, it's a Godzilla moment.
I bet that's really, really hard. Really hard to watch. Skull Greymon destroys the Dark Tower in his rampage, and the Digimon Kaiser calls in some Dark Tyrannomon to get him under control, but Skull Greymon quickly tosses them aside.
Hey, Audrey.
Hmm.
A second Ground Zero has hit the Dark Towers.
Nice. Are you rocking with 9/11?
It's such good joke fodder.
Yeah, it's great. First is tragedy, then is farce. That's what we know from history.
Then is farts.
Then is farts. Skull Greymon destroys Dark Tyrant's rampage, blah blah blah. Finally exhausted of energy, Skull Greymon reverts to Agumon, who Kari recognizes as none other than Tai's Agumon. Of course she would know Tai's Agumon to see him.
She grew up with the boy.
She did. She met him like before she was wrapped up in all this shit.
Yeah, she met him back during the movie with Parrotmon.
Yeah. Which is crazy that Parrotmon was part of the fucking...
I know. Parrotmon doesn't show up in Digimon World 1, so that's clearly a post-hoc design. That's after the first suite of character designs.
Mm-hmm. So the Digimon Kaiser and his army fetch the Agumon and return to their base while the kids watch in horror. At the computer lab, Izzy checks the map of the digital world and sees that all of the areas protected by Tai's Agumon have gone down to the Kaiser.
Yep.
Shortly after, he gets an email from Yori telling him about the situation, and he wonders just how far Ken is willing to go.
Yeah, he's like, are you trying to destroy the digital world? Not realizing that Ken just didn't know Skull Greymon is a thing.
Yeah, he was like, he didn't watch season one.
No. Like, he knows the basic Digivolution line. He didn't know Dark Digivolution would do a bad thing. It's only called Dark Digivolution.
It's only... you know, a horrible thing that you've done to this creature. One. Yeah, it's only the bad one. There's some tropes here.
Give me the tropes.
All girls want bad boys. No, Ken learning, learning Ken is actually a psychotic evil overlord trying to enslave the world does not stop Miyako from crushing hard on him.
That does suck a little bit. Miyako, you can do better.
You can do better. Go back to wanting Mimi, but she's back in the States at this point.
She's unreachable. It would be an LDR.
Yeah.
Oh, the yearning. So the lesbian so yearning. Bad.
Don't ever be in an LDR. It's such a bad fucking idea. I'm so tired of hearing people fucking say that.
It's great.
And
significantly better if you have something local going on as well.
Yes, 100%. And like, for monogamous people, I totally get why you wouldn't want to be in a long distance relationship
because boring.
You can't fuck. But if you're able to do polyamory, it's not a fucking issue. I think Corla and I have a very rich relationship that I care very much about. And even though she lives 2,400 miles away from me, you know?
Yeah, we prop each other up like Bubba and Forrest in the mud. Trying to sleep.
Yep. Trying to sleep in the monsoon. Driven to suicide. While not explicitly stated, it's heavily implied that Ken's parents began to fear this after reading the note he left on his computer.
Yeah, it's, once again, really fucked up thing for a parent to go through. Like, that is devastating to watch the two of them react to that. His dad's just like, fucking what? He's just like angry and baffled while his mom is breaking down crying.
Mm-hmm.
You're reading?
freeze frame bonus. There's another trope here. Ken's note is written entirely in katakana. In Japan, this is a warning that something is off about the writer or speaker.
Why?
Because I assume, isn't kanji the more casual, like, form of writing, wouldn't you?
I thought kanji was formal.
Or let's see.
Yeah, let's...
Difference. Between katakana and hiragana and kanji. Hiragana is used for native Japanese words, grammatical functions, and words without kanji. Katakana is used for foreign loan words, scientific terms, official documents, and onomatopoeia. So it's like very formal to write in katakana.
Okay.
And katakana
so
long.
So what you're saying is he wrote it like a resignation letter?
Yes. It wasn't like a passionate, I'm gonna goodbye cruel world.
I have
I'm
nothing to do
here.
With this world anymore. Goodbye insects. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think is kind of interesting and a nice piece of context that we just got there.
I'm bored with the tropes now. Let's do our segments.
Okay. Hikikomori and shout out. Okay. Mostly
it's just because you didn't react to the thing I said because you were reading.
Can you hit me with it one more time? I know you hate to do this. No, I forget. Okay. Okay. So let's do the next segment where we rate the episode on a scale of rookie to mega. What you got?
Mega. Once again, this episode is a fucking blast. We have the return of Skull Greymon. We have, like, figuring out a lot more of who Ken is. Just a real deep dive into him. I was saying before the record that it feels like the closest thing we've had so far to the like psychedelic or like psychological fucking suspense thing of Ty's episode.
Yeah,
where he's stuck in the real world by himself and time is passing in the digital world and everyone's going to hell. It feels great. It's a good one. I mean, it feels awful. There's a suicide note and
there's a suicide
animal
note
abuse.
And that almost made me cry. And so for that reason, it's a mega. It's a very emotionally effective episode.
Again, cool fight Skull scenes. Greymon.
Yeah, and Skull Greymon.
Which anything with Skull Greymon is a perfect example of why Ken's approach is never going to work for him or give him what he's like seeking with it.
Right. Yeah,
that's great.
It's really good.
It's both really awesome and thematically appropriate.
Now we're going to do this one.
Pussy two.
In fact, it is Pussy three because I have three images to show you.
Okay.
First, we have Airdramon. I don't remember if Airdramon showed up before, but...
I don't think he did. I mean, he showed up in the episode right before this one, but we didn't do him then.
He's here now, and I'm sending this to you now.
Okay. Here we have Airdramon, which is, if I may describe him in two words,
skull-wivered.
Yeah.
Like, just like two legs, a body, a tail, wings, and head.
Yeah, Chinese dragon sort of deal.
A little bit, yeah.
But with tattered ass wings.
Yes. Kind of hard as fuck looking. But in this case, her clawed feet, her clawed legs are crossed.
Yeah, this one's very anthro.
Yeah, incredibly so. She's laying in such a way that her ass and pussy are like front and center. And she's looking down her body at you. With a little bit of smoke rising out of her nostril.
That's like an annoyance emoji, basically.
Oh, I see. Because I don't know this shit. But yeah, very lovingly rendered, very rubbery kind of looking art.
A little bit, yeah. It looks a bit like she's made of the same stuff as the bugs from Lion King.
Yes.
Like she would squish real good if you push that tail. Also, I love that her pussy looks a little bit like a hamburger.
It's a little bit burger. Yeah.
do you fold your pussy hamburger or hot dog style?
Trans guys fold them hot dog style.
What size that pussy, queen? All right, I'll describe this one now.
Okay, what do we got?
We're on to Dark Tyrannomon, the other new appearance.
Okay.
This one is just, he's lounging on his butt. He's got a big old spiny lizard penis coming out of his genital slit. He's got one hand over his belly like, yeah, you like what you're seeing. And he's got a smug old fucking grin on. No clothes. Fairly anthropomorphized, but he's got the arm that he would in his original design, which is to say two big fucking butcher knife fingers,
two
and a
big
whole bunch
claws.
Of belts wrapped around his hand.
Yeah. More belts than a Final Fantasy
and the,
protagonist.
And the stitches on the tip of his tail. I love that detail.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. So cool. He's got the green Godzilla spines.
Yeah. And honestly, this is just like a really well rendered like hunky Tyrannomon.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's hanging out like he would be hanging out with the boys, you know what I mean? Like it's almost like there's like more of them out of frame and he's like telling a joke, like he's got his stuff.
Yeah, like what we're seeing, one person in a big old smoke circle where everyone has their dick out.
I was, yeah, where everyone's just nude and turgid and having a beer,
that,
you know?
That rips.
Yeah.
I want that.
I want that.
I want that.
I want that.
I'm so excited to show you this one now.
Okay, what do we got?
Because that one was like a really well-rendered body shape, right? Like, it's yeah. pretty fucking accurate to the show's design. Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's this one.
Okay, let's see. What do we got? Oh, wow. So, like, Dr. Ranamon looks like maybe his name's, like, Keith or something. And he's standing there wearing, like, basketball shorts. And he's got big old fucking feet. And he's got, like, the razor claw fingers. But he's, like, pointing with one of them. And
they're
he's
not
like,
even razor. They're, like, long bones sticking out of his hands.
Long bones like sticking out of his hands
clamped
with metal.
To the end of them.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Looks stupid as shit.
Looks so bad.
And he's like so fucking hunky. Like he's proportioned in such a way that a human could be that buff. I have seen yeah. human beings be that buff.
Maybe not with like such a thin tube of an abdomen. Correct. Leading up to a yeah. fucking triangle of a chest.
You've got to you got to have a pretty strong trunk. You know, you're going to yeah. be pretty thick there. Definitely, like, this is a twink. This is a twink Dark Tyrannomon, for sure.
I would call him a twunk.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because he, like, built. He's really built. Yeah. And he's got a massive honking package.
And he's got a huge package. Just a massive.
Just smuggling shorts.
Just struggling
just,
to free itself.
I can't get over the toes and fingers. They're so bad.
They're really stupid looking.
And the dumb smile on his face and his cool spines being turned into fucking hair.
He's kind of pointing at something. It's kind of pointing at something like maybe somebody's doing a keg stand out of frame.
It's, oh my God. Well, that's the porn segment, folks.
That's the porn segment.
We now found it's time. A bad one for once.
We did. And now it's time for us to name our digital champion.
I'm going to give it to Agumon for turning into Skullgravemon and just really wrecking shit. It
just
made me sad,
shop.
But it was also really cool.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to give it to Wormmon for because he needs a win.
Yeah.
He needs something to go right for him, and I'm going to give him digital champion for that. I love him. He's so fucking cute. His, like, mouth opens vertically. It's weird.
Yeah, he's got the vagina engineer mouth.
Yeah, he's, like, the first... He would also be the first virus-type Digidestined. Digimon? Wormmon's definitely a virus-type.
He might be data-type. Let me look this up.
Apparently, he is able to be virus vaccine free or none.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing.
Interesting.
He has no type in Digimon World Next Order.
Interesting.
That's weird.
Yeah, I
yeah,
didn't know
that
that was
possible.
They're
not always consistent about these things.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
From show to show or even from game to game.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely can change. But that's fascinating that he could be any. Interesting.
It is really neat, honestly.
And for that reason, he's my digital champion.
Yeah. Evil hero.
Evil hero. That's my favorite kind of hero. I like an anti-hero.
Yeah, if Patamon was a Tsukaimon instead.
Yeah, that'd be so sick.
What if you want to see Tsukaimon? Check out the Patreon. You want to plug it
Patreon.
Again?
Plug it again here at the end before we do our main plugs. Patreon.com/datatransfer. $5 a month gets you bonus content. $3 a month if you just want the bonus content. $5 for the next 14 people. 14, 15?
Yeah.
I think it's 14. The next 14 people to sign up get on the shout out tier, which we'll be getting to here in a second. But first, we got to do our main plugs here. I have another podcast called Radio Free Tote Bag. It's a show about relationships. You should check it out. It's real fun. We're having a good run of episodes right now. So go check out Radio Free Tote Bag anywhere you find your podcasts.
It's so good. I love Radio Free Tote Bag. It's how I met you.
It is.
I listened to it and I thought it was great. And I was like, There's something eggy about this person. I'm a join that Patreon and play Bloodborne with them. And then, yeah, here we are.
So that I'm a girl and your girlfriend.
Yeah, I have another podcast, too. It's called Post Ponies. It's a retrospective of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the rise of American fascism. It's just me, three other incredibly weird trans gals. It's like this, but louder. Just all the time. I love it. It's great. You should go check it out on any pod thingy or at smallgayhorse.com.
I am on the next episode that is to come out.
Yeah.
GG, edit the fuck. Edit it.
GG busy. But yeah, GG edit.
GG, come on. Come on. You should come on down to the end of the episode with us now.
I'm Anson My Eyes Johnson.
I can't see anything. It's all black.
I can't feel anything either. It's not as catchy, though, so I start with the ants and the eyes thing.
Now we're just doing Rick and Morty bits.
Let's just watch Rick and Morty.
Okay, let's do some of that.
All right, Patreon, join it. Get me and my girlfriend.
Oh, wait, we gotta do
the
fucking shout outs. God damn.
Dad's house. Yeah, shouty outy. Shouty outy. Give me the list.
Okay, there's a list. Do you want to start?
Yeah, we'll start with Mish.
Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Maya.
Teresa.
Bubba Nitro.
And my Metamore Gigi.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us at the Digidestin tier. You truly are the Digi and Armand.
I like that.
Yeah.
You truly are fun. The crest to our tags.
The crest to our tags. You're more like, you're the fucking Digivice. You're the way we digivolve.
Digidevice. I'm fucking shablasted. Let's get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Get out there and buy the product.
Love you, folks. Thanks for listening. Yeah.